has more tail and the top one doesn't have enough tail. Therefore, the top one's not called the roof. So the bottom one is kosher and the top one is posel. Both of them are tzusimum. The kaima yonim b'tech esrim. So therefore, since the top one is lamata meyesrim, the top one is a kosher sukkah. But the bottom one is posel, because the bottom one is a sukkah. Tach is a sukkah, that's posel. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf yud amar aleph. We'll just start over again. Last gemara on daf tesam beis. Again, but two dots. So the brayse says, "Tana rabbanim, ba'sukas teishvu v'loy b'sukas shetakas asuka. You can't sit in one sukkah under another sukkah. V'loy ba'sukas shetakas ilon, not a sukkah under a tree. V'loy ba'sukas shebatoy chabayis, and not if you're in a sukkah in the house." So the gemara adaraba, ba'sukas tarti mashma. We read it ba'sukas with a vav. It's mashma too, so it should be kosher to have two sukkahs. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, ba sukkah is ksiv. The ksiv, the misservice, the way it's given over, is without a vav. So like Loshin Yochid. The Zohar says the mitzvah sukkah, you have to be in one sukkah, and not under two schachs. We'll see later how high up the second schach has to be in order to make the bottom one posel. But if you're sitting in one sukkah, and on top of you there's another sukkah, the bottom sukkah is posel. So Amar Rav Yirmiya, Ponim Sheshtayim Ksheris. Sometimes both the top and the bottom sukkah are kosher. You're allowed to eat in both of them. Pomim sheshtayim sulas. Sometimes both the top and the bottom one are posel. Pomim sometimes shetachtoin ekshera. The bottom one is kosher. V'heliyoin epsula. The top sukkah is posel. Pomim sometimes shetachtoin epsula. The bottom one is posel. V'heliyoin ekshera. The top one is kosher. And pomim sheshtayim ksheras. In Adin Mar goes to explain the brisa. What do you mean to say, pomim sheshtem ksheros? How do you have it that sometimes both are kosher? Hechidomi, kagoin shetach, toine, chamosim, rube mitzusim. The bottom sukkah, its chach, is not kosher schach. There's more sun coming through than shade. Therefore, it's not cold like a schach. For helioina, the top sukkah, though, tzilsom, rube mechamosim, has more tzil, has more shade, has more schach, than it has cham, sun coming through. Therefore, the top one is kosher schach. The kaimel yoyne b'teich eskrim. And we're talking about the top schach is below 20 amis off the ground. So therefore, both sukkahs are kosher. Because when you're sitting in the bottom one, it's not cold. You consider like you're under two sukkahs. Because its schach is posle schach. So what's the only kosher schach? Only from the top sukkah. And the top sukkah is within 20 amis from the ground. Therefore, that top schach helps for both. For the top part of the sukkah and for the bottom part of the sukkah. So really it's all considered like one big sukkah, therefore it's kosher whether you're in bottom, whether you're on top. Vayta pomim shevshteim sulas, sometimes both the top and the bottom are posel. How is that? Hechidomi, how's the case? Kagoyin de tavayu tzilsam rubim mechamosim. Both sukkahs have good schach on them, that there's more tzel, more shade coming through than there is sun. So both of them are like, should have been kosher schachs. But the top sukkah is more than 20 yamis above even its floor. In other words, let's say the bottom sukkah, let's say is 10 feet high. Now on top of that, you made another sukkah. Now that top sukkah is 20 yamis above the 20 feet. In other words, from the floor of the top sukkah until its roof is more than 20 yamis. Therefore, the top one is posel because its chach is more than 20 yamas above its floor. It's a posel sukkah. And the bottom sukkah, even though its chach is within 20 yamas from its floor, but the bottom sukkah is posel because that's called sukkah tachas sukkah. Since the bottom one has a good chach and the top one has chach, the bottom chach is posel because that's our posel of basukkah's teshru. The Torah says sit in one sukkah and not in a sukkah that's under two chachs. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher, but the top one is posel. What's the case? The bottom sukkah has kosher schach, enough amount of schach, that there's more shade, more tzel, than there is cham, than sun. But the top schach is chamosam rubem mitzusa. The top one is posel schach, the top one. It has more sun coming through it than it has shade. Therefore, the top sukkah is posel. Mashenka, the bottom one is kosher, poshid, because the bottom one is the only schach. The top one is not called schach. So it doesn't have the psul of a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. Now, our gears in the Gemara is now that it says, V'kaimo tavayo b'toich esrim. Providing both of them is within 20 yamas off the ground. In other words, even the top sukkah is not 20 yamas above the ground. So it's mashma from the Gemara, the way we're gurus, the way Rashi is gurus, the Rashi speaks that clearly, that heichi domi kugoyin shetachtoyin esosim ruba, tizchach shel olyoyin elav tzchachu, v'le mislo tachtoyin mishum sukkah tachas sukkah, v'olyoyin epsula mishum dechamosim ruba mitzosa. Who could go in the gear says the kaima tavaya v'toycha floritz. Why is that Rashi? Di el yoyin elamala miyeshrim, because if the top tzchach would be above 20 amis, av tachtoyin epsula, even the bottom would be posel. Mishum de mitztarev tzchach posel bahade tzchach, bahade koshim. Mishum de tzchach lamala miyeshrim sula. Now, if the top tzchach would have been above 20 amis, that's called posel tzchach. And you would be using that top tzchach to make kosher the bottom schach. Therefore, the bottom one would have been possible. But if the top one is within 20 yamis, let's start, let it be part of the bottom one. Providing the top one is not more shade, so the top one is a possible schach, therefore it does not pass the bottom sukkah. So the kid said the bottom sukkah is kosher because that's the only schach there is. But the top schach is more sun coming through, so it's posel schach. Rashi said that's only if the top one is lamata mechof. But if the top schach would be lamala mechof, then it would pass for the bottom one. The bottom sukkah by itself has already tzulsim ruba mechamosa, so why should the top schach passel? The chur it's not called schach because there's more sun. So you see from Rashi that whatever is lamala mechof is considered posel schach. And exactly what's under that posel schach, like the shade that comes from that posel schach, you have to take it away from the bottom schach. Even though the bottom schach has a lot of schach and there's more sail coming through, but on, straight above it, what's above the posel schach, we have to look as if there's no schach underneath it. So l'chura, this is the spirit of what we had before in Rashi. Before in Rashi, the Testament base was mashma that by the tree on top, it's only possible if you have to be mitzvah, if you need the tree to make the bottom sukkah tzulsim ruba mechamosam. But as mashma from Rashi, if you would have more shade on the bottom one, you do not need the tree altogether. So even though the tree is above the sukkah, it would not pass on the sukkah because you don't need it. And here from Rashi, it's mashma no. Even though you don't need this chach lamala mechof, because we're talking about the bottom sukkah by itself, has a tilsa meruba, has more shade, has kosher eschach, still since you have above it, above 20 yamas, posel eschach, that posel eschach makes it like what's exactly underneath it is not considered eschach. And therefore, if that top eschach would take it like straight underneath it, take away the eschach that's on the bottom sukkah, if you would take away those pieces, you would not have enough sail on the bottom eschach, then it would be kosher. So really, the Pnei Yeshua and the Sfasem, if this was theory in Rashi, the Sfasemis wants to answer that before by a tree, since you did not make the tree the same schach, you didn't put it there, therefore it doesn't passel so much. Therefore, if you have kosher schach on the bottom, Rashi sheet there is, that would be kosher. Mashiach, and here where you made the top schach, the same schach, and you put it up lamala mechof, which is posel schach, that's worse. So that posel schach on top, any shade that comes down from it, you have to look as if there's no schach at all on the bottom one. So let's say there's only a few branches on top of this posel schach. So if you would take away what's exactly underneath it and make believe from the bottom schach, you don't have that part of the schach there. If you would still have roiv, you still have more shade, avad would still be kosher. But if you have to take away exactly what's underneath that top schach, even though it's only a meat, but if you take it away from the bottom one, then the bottom one would not have by itself roiv tzeil, and the chanami, then it would be posel over here. Taita. The Gemara says now, "Shall yainak sheriv tachtoin epsul hekidami." How do you have the last case that the top one is kosher and the bottom one is posel? Kigoyin de tavayil tzilsim ruba mechamosin. Both of them have kosher v'tchach. They're both more tzel, more shade than sun. And also the kaimo el yainak b'teicheskrim. The top one is within 20 yamis off the ground, off its ground. So therefore, the top one is kosher and the bottom one is posel from our halacha. Because basukas teshva, you have to be under one sukkah, not under two sukkahs. For the Gemara Pshita, like all these halachas are poshut, if you have the braisa before, that we're dashing in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs, so all these cases are poshut. So Gemara says, tachtoinok sheiro,
No, the last case we had, that the bottom one is kosher and the top one is post, that's the chiddush. Ma the time I would have thought, nigzor, dilmo mitzdarav schach posom, bade schach kosher, kamash malon. That I would have thought, in the case that the bottom sukkah has kosher schach, it's more tzeil than cham. The top sukkah doesn't have kosher schach, there's more cham, it's more sun coming through than shade. But I would have thought even the bottom sukkah should be posel. But that's making zero, dilma mitzdarav, maybe sometimes you're going to come on to use the top sukkah to make the bottom one posel. So therefore, even the bottom one should be posel. Kamash v'long, we don't make such a zero. So really, Tosfos asked the question, according to Rashi's Girsa, that we're talking about now, even the top schach is within 20 yamas off the ground, because if it would have been above 20, it would be posel according to Rashi. It's like, what's the chiddush here? The chur pshita. If the top schach is within 20 yamas from the ground, so what do you mean I make exerum? Maybe I'll be mstarfit. And a chanami, you'll have to be mstarfit. You could use it if it's less than 20 off the ground. So chur, according to Rashi, yachtlam shan the gemara means here, I would make exerum that maybe sometimes the schach would be lamala mechof, and then also you'd want to use it. And then taka it's possum. For mashman, we don't make such exerum. But they said that taka rakasha, like if we're talking about now the top schach, is less than 20 yamas off the ground, so like pshita we don't make gzeira in another case where it's above 20 yamas. Therefore, before Tosis and Daf Testament Bay learns pshat here, like Rabbi Natan learns pshat, that tchach lamala mechof is not called posle tchach. You can't use it, it doesn't make the circle kosher, but it doesn't posle, it's not like you have a tree there. Because really the tchach by itself is kosher, there's no psul in the etzem chefts of the tchach. It's just that it's in the wrong place right now. So even though it's the mala mechof, it would not pass what's underneath it. So the Talmud learned before now, Gemara, the Girsa should be known that the bottom one has good schach, it's taka more tzeil, and the top one, even though it's above 20 yamas, so what? As long as the top schach is not tzeil, it has more sun coming through, so the top schach is posle schach, therefore the bottom one is the only kosher one, so if you're eating in the bottom sukkah, it's called you're in one sukkah, not in two sukkahs. But I don't care the fact that top schach is lamala mechof. Because lamala mechof is not really called a paslis. It's not called the apostle schach there that takes away whatever underneath it. It's just called you can't use that. But when you don't need it, avad is still is kosher. So this pshat in the quantum of Benatar is very good algirsa here. A guy would have thought it's possible because maybe sometimes your bottom sukkah does not have enough schach. And you don't want to come on to use the top schach. And in this case, you couldn't do it. Since the top schach is more than 20 amos above the ground, you can't be mitzaref. You can't use the top schach to add on to the bottom schach to make both of them kosher. So that's the kamash number. We're not afraid that right now, since you have enough schach on the bottom sukkah, it's kosher the way it is right now. We're not afraid. Sometimes you have to come on to use the top schach. We don't make such a gzeira. The Gemara says, "Kam liyehei bein sukkah lesukkah hotei tachtoin epsula." Hey, how much above does the top schach have to be from the bottom schach, from the bottom sukkah, in order to make the bottom sukkah possible? Is omer afuna tefach. As long as the top sukkah is a tefach above the bottom schach, that already makes it possible. Why shekein metzinu bo'er le tuma tefach. We find halacha by an oil, by a tent over a mace, there's halacha of a tefach. As long as the oil, the tent on top, the roof on top, is a tefach above the mace, it has certain halachas. The Tanya would learn like this. Tef, or else the Tanan that should be, it's a Mishnah Noilis, the Tanan. Tefach al tefach barum tefach. If you have a board that's wider tefach and longer tefach, and there has to be a height of a tefach, it's above the mace, at least a tefach. In such a case, maybe yes a tumah, the choytzes b'fnei tumah. It brings tumah, and it's also a chatzitza between tumah. In other words, you see the name of a tefach. A tefach is four fingers. Avo pochus merum tefach, if it's less than a tefach away from the mace, then we say loy mevi v'loy chetitz. Chetitz. It doesn't bring tumah. It's not a chetitz. It doesn't stop the tumah from going up. So Rashi said, the loch of a tefach is that let's say you have a board that's wide a tefach and long, and on the one side of the board there's a mace. And on the other side of the board you have a keli. You have a kli there. So the locher is, it's cooled in oil, and the mace, the tumas hameis, goes up and hits this board, and goes along the board, and comes down again on the other side. It stops the tumah from going straight up,
but rather it goes along the board and then comes down again. That's only providing the board is a tefach above the mace. But let's say that this board is directly on top of the mace, then we say there's not a tefach between it, it's not called an oil, and then we say the tumah is ritzutz of yela. The tumah shoots straight up to Shemayim, like, and if anything is on top of this board, it's also makabel tumah. That's this halacha, that if it has a tefach, it's maybe it's a tumah. In other words, if the board has underneath it, one side is a mace and the other side is a keli, it brings the tumah onto the keli. The chaytis with nei tumah also, it stops the tumah from shooting straight up. If you have a kli on top of this board, since the board is above the mace, more than a tefach, it's called a chaytis, it's called like a mechitza, it does not, the tumah goes straight up. But av pochas, mirum tefach, let's say it's less than a tefach above the mace, then we say loy mevi, it's not called like an oil. And if the kelim on the other side of the on the other side of the board, underneath the board, it does not bring the tumor there. For loy chaytis, and it does not stop the tumor from shooting straight up. But other rabba, the tumor goes straight up. So if you have a kli on top of this board, underneath the mace, it becomes tumor, because the tumor samay shoots straight up. So you see, there's such a thing, if you have a tefach in between, it's called a new oil. So maybe here also, if you're in the bottom sukkah, and on the top of your schach, one tefach above that, you have another schach, that makes it cold like a new roof, and the bottom sukkah is possible because it's called the sukkah tachas sukkah. We'll soon see we don't pass it like this. For Rav Chisda, for Rabba, by Rav Huna Ramri, they both say no arbo. It has to at least be four tefachim above the bottom sukkah. Shalei matzino mokem chosh shepachas mi'arbo. We never find a reshus less than 4x4 tefachim. In other words, reshus hayochid, the smallest it could be, is 4x4. A caramelist has to at least be 4x4. So, less than that is not called its own reshus. So this top sukkah also, if it's not at least 4 tefachim above the bottom one, it's not called its own sukkah. Oh, Shmuel Amma, and Loch is like Shmuel. Shmuel says, Asorah. It has to at least be 10 tefachim above the bottom sukkah. My time of the Shmuel, what's the reasoning of Shmuel? That Techshera kach psula. Ma hechshera, just like to make a sukkah kosher. The Asorah, you have to have at least 10 tefachim that we had before in the first Mishnah. That the schach has to be at least 10 tefachim off the ground is a psula the Asorah. Who are then, if you want to have a top sukkah, that the top sukkah now makes the bottom one posel. So in order to make the bottom one posel, it has to have a shame the top one is like a kosher sukkah. So if a kosher sukkah needs 10 tefachim, it's a svara the top sukkah also has to have a 10 tefachim between the floor of it and its schach. If there's 10 tefachim, then the top one is called schach, and then the bottom sukkah is posel because it's called a sukkah tachas sukkah. Verse says Tanan, we learned in our last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Reiner, if nobody is living in the top sukkah, even though it's a top sukkah above the bottom sukkah, then the bottom one is kosher. What does it mean nobody's living in the top sukkah? Eli Madurin Mamacha, nobody's living there. Is Otto Durin Kogarmi? Does it depend upon if somebody's living there or not? The Pasuk was saying about sukkahs, you have to be in one and not in two. It doesn't make a difference if somebody's living on the top. As long as Lamaitza, there's a sukkah on top, it makes the bottom one possible. So why do I care if nobody's living on top? As long as it's a sukkah that could be used, the bottom sukkah should be possible. Elo, we're talking about lav, elo lav, mayen durin. What does it mean if nobody's living on top? Kol she'en ru'i ladira. It means if nobody's able to live on the top. That's what it means. It's not livable. Ve'echidomi, what's the case? The loigavoya asorah. It's not ten tefachim. The top sukkah is not 10 tefachim, its schach is not 10 tefachim above its ground. So it's not livable. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the top sukkah is not called a sukkah, therefore the bottom one is kosher. Of the Mechlal, the Tanakama sover, but that's the Yehuda Shita. Mashma, the first Tana in the Mishnah, the Tanakama sover holds, Afalpi She'en Arui Ladira, Psula, even though you can't live on the top one, it's not above 10 tefachim, it's not livable. Still, it's called a sukkah, and it makes the bottom sukkah possible. So, Chura Takashi, you see, not like Shmuel. You see, even though the top sukkah is not a tenth for him, still it's called a sukkah to make the bottom one possible. Tamara says no. Kiyosi Ravdimi Omar. When Ravdimi came, he said like this, that Amri B'marova, we learned in Eretz Yisrael, at the Pshat and the Mishnah is like this. Imeina tachtoino yecholu lekabo koro muksosa shelo yoina. If the bottom one, the bottom roof, the bottom schach is not so strong that it can't accept, if somebody is living on the top sukkah, if they bring in there their korum uksosa, they bring in there their blankets and their pillows, Yishina will cave in. So in such a case, the bottom sukkah is kosher, because the ma'aseh, you're sitting on the bottom ground, you could sit there, you could live there, and you have schach on top of you. I, the top sukkah, people can't live there, because if they'll sit there, or cave in. So therefore, the top one is not called the kosher sukkah, so the bottom one is kosher. That's Pshat and Yehuda. So for the Gemara, Mechlal, the Tanakama, Sober, Afafi, Shem, the Ruh, the Kabo, Psula. So how could that be? Mashma, Tanakama then argues and says, even though nobody could live on the top one, because it's so weak, it's floor, you'll cave in, still it's called the sukkah, and the bottom one is pulsed. Like, why should that be? If you can't live at all on the top one, it's not called the sukkah. So Moran says, I'll tell you, the Yecholah Lekabal Adayachak. We're talking about Abad, the top sukkah is 10 tefachim above its floor. So really it has the dimensions of a kosher sukkah. And Adayachak, that means there are beams there, that if you'll sit padavka, put your chair, put your pillows and blankets on top of that one strong beam, you won't cave in. So Adayachak, if you be very, very careful, you could sit and eat on the top one. That's the machlokes. The Tanakama says, since you could use the top one, it's livable. Idea tchak, it's called the dira. And therefore, the bottom one is positive because it's called the sukkah, tachas sukkah. And the Yehudi Shita is no, since you could only use the top one, idea tchak, but normal a manner, you can't even live there. Again, not because you have to have people living there, but it has to be livable. And since in a normal manner it's not livable, the Yehudi Shita does not puzzle. The top one is not called the sukkah, and therefore does not make the bottom one called the sukkah, tachas sukkah, and the bottom sukkah is kosher to sit there. So now there's no kasha and shmul. In the loch we hold like shmul. If the bottom one is only possible, if the top one is at least yutfachim above its floor. So the top one is called the sukkah, therefore the bottom one has a soul of sukkah, tachas sukkah. And the Ran explains that the machlekes really of Yehuda and Tanakam here is that Yehuda goes to shitosa of the first Mishnah. And the first Mishnah of Yehuda holds that the schach is kosher even though it's lamala mechofama. And one man the Yom said, the machlekes there was, if you hold diras arwa, diras kva, if you hold that it could even be more than 20 yamas tall, even though you need strong walls for that, well, the old diras kva is also kosher. And the rabbanim say, no, you dafka need a diras arai, and not a diras kva. It can't be a permanent living, it has to be a temporary. It's the same thing here also. If you can only live on the top of an idea chak, it's only have to be very, very careful. So according to the rabbanim shita, that all you need is just a diras arai. This is called a diras arai. It's called a temporary way of living. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need a kvias, a kva, if you can only live there temporarily, that's not called a sukkah, that's right to be called a sukkah, and therefore the bottom one is not possible. So the Mishnah Vayta, Piris Oleha Sadin, if you spread out on top of your schach, you had a sukkah with kosher schach, on top of it you spread out the blanket, sadin, cloth, Mifneachama, because it's too sunny, the sun is coming in, it's too hot inside, so you want to spread out a cloth to prevent the sun from coming in. Oitach there, or else you spread out this cloth. That the cloth is poslachach, could be made out of other material. It's not, maybe it's mekabel tumor even. And you put it now underneath your schach. Oitach teom, mifnei hanesher. That you don't want the leaves from your schach to fall inside your sukkah. It bothers you. That's why you're putting this cloth either on top to stop the sun, or right underneath it to stop the leaves from falling in. Oishepiros agabi hakinuf. Or else, inside the sukkah, you have like a bed. And on top of the bed, there are four poles coming up on the four sides of the bed. And on top of that, like a canopy, you throw a blanket over it. So you make like an oil, like a tent. And if you're sitting now inside that tent, you should know psula. You're posla, because it's not cold, you're eating in a sukkah. It's considered you're eating underneath this tent. And this is a posla tent. It's not kosher schach. Avo parisu agabe naklita yamita. But if you have a naklite, which the Gemara explains, that's if you have your bed, you just have two poles going up, right in the middle of your bed, and you have one pole going across it. So if you throw a blanket over it right now, it looks like a tent, that in the middle it's like a point, and the two sides come down slanty. So that's not called an oil at all, because it doesn't have a gag, it doesn't have a roof on top of it. Therefore, if you're sleeping or eating inside that tent, that's not called a tent, so it's like bottle. So therefore we say, where are you? You're in your sukkah. Therefore, it's kosher to make this inside your sukkah. It's not cool, you're like in a separate rishus. It's still called, you're part of the first sukkah, therefore it's kosher. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Loishonu, when do we say you can't spread cloth on top of Yischach or under Yischach, Elamith Neha Nesher? Only if you're doing it, like the Mishnah says, not to leaves, should not fall in. Avol Eloisai, let's say you want to put beautiful clothing there, beautiful sheets, to make the schach look nice, then chera, even though the sheet may be zedavra makabel tumor, or else it's something that doesn't grow off the ground, you still want to use metal, still will be kosher. Why? Because since you're doing it to make it look nice, anything to make it look nice is like bottle becomes part of the schach. Mor says, pshita, avada, it's good. Mor says, if pshita, mepnei hanesha tanan, the Mishnah says the reason why it's no good, because you put up this covering to stop the leaves from falling in. But if you put it there to make it look nice, pshita is kosher. So Gemara answers, no, ma b'tayim, I would have thought. Hu adin diachfilu l'noisoi. The same halacha should apply even though you're putting it up there to make it look nice. But since these sheets are posel for schach, I would think it's posel for hodik tonim if nehanesher. Why does the Mishnah say the reason why it's not good? Because you're putting it up there to stop the leaves from falling down. Urcha de milsekotoni, because that's the normal manner, what people do. So that's why that's the case the Mishnah picks. But maybe if you put up this posel schach to make the schach look nice, it's also posel kamash malon. That's a chizus for unknown. If you put something to make it look nice, it's bottle to the schach, and therefore it's kosher. Whereas now, lame and silent, let me go and bring you a raya to Rav Chisda. That there's a halacha we had in the Masechet Beya, that sichacha kil choser. Let's say you put kosher schach on top of your sukkah, the itro, and now you beautified it. You put beautiful sheets that have nice pictures on them. So this is the raya, and partially you put these beautiful sheets right underneath your schach. You hung on it nuts, shkei de mammons, afraskin, other type of nuts, peaches, fruimoinim and pomegranates, parachilia novim, clusters of grapes, viatora shalshiboilim, and stalks of wheat, yenas, wine, shmonim, oil, the sultais, and flour. Is the law for osla's topic men? Ad moitsoi yom tevachim. If you put these things up to make the sukkah of schach look nice, it has a kedusha on them.